One of the V-Wing starfighters went down,
Park said, nodding across the clearing where the distant lights could be seen flickering through the tendrils of evening mist wafting through the trees. Eli nodded silently. He'd noticed the lights earlier, but had assumed they were just more of Barriss's survey team.
I'll be right there, Barriss said. With your permission, Captain.
Go ahead, Park said. I'll stay here with Cadet Vanto and see what else he can tell us about the writing on these crates.
Eli had gone through nearly all of it when Barriss and a black-uniformed, black-helmeted Navy trooper returned carrying a V-Wing pilot's flight suit. A flight suit stuffed with grass, leaves, and strange-smelling red berries.
What is this?
Park demanded.
This is what we found near the crash site, Barriss said grimly, as they set the suit on the ground in front of the captain. The body's gone. Nothing left but this...
He waved a hand.
Scarecrow,
Eli murmured. Park sent him a sharp look.
Is this something you people do out here?
Some farmers still use scarecrows to keep birds out of their crops,
Eli said, his face warming.
You people.
Park was letting his core world prejudices peek out. They're also used in festivals and parades. Park looked back at Barriss.
Have you looked for the pilot?
Not yet, sir, Barriss said.
I've ordered a troop perimeter set up around the settlement, and I'm having another platoon of troopers sent down. Good, Park said. Once they're here, expand your search and find the body.
Yes, sir, Barriss said. We might want to wait until morning, though.
Your soldiers afraid of the dark?
No, sir, Barriss said stiffly.
It's just that we also found the V-Wing survival pack. The blaster, spare power packs, and concussion grenades are missing.
Park's lip twitched.
Primitives with weapons. Wonderful. Very well. Search until dark, then resume in the morning.
We can keep the search going all night if you'd like.
Park shook his head.
Hard enough to navigate unfamiliar terrain in the dark. I've seen too many night patrols get disoriented and start jumping or shooting at one another, and the mist you've got rolling in will just make it worse. We'll keep aerial surveillance going, but your troopers would do better to stay in camp until daybreak.
Yes, sir, Barriss said. Maybe whoever took the grenades will be considerate enough to blow themselves to pieces before they get to us.
Perhaps.
Park looked up at the darkening sky.
I'll head back to the ship and arrange for a wider starfighter cover pattern.
He lowered his gaze to Eli.
Cadet, you'll stay here with Colonel Barriss's team. Study the settlement and see if there are any more inscriptions. The sooner we learn everything we can, the sooner we can leave.
It was nearly full dark by the time Barriss's men finished creating their perimeter. The tech team had set up an examination table protected by a transparent weather canopy where they could study the grass and leaves they'd taken from the flight suit. They'd started their work when Major Wyan and his search party returned empty-handed from the forest. So they hadn't found the V-Wing pilot's body. Still, there were no indications of wounded or dead among his team either. With grenades and a blaster in the hands of primitives or a castaway of unknown species, Eli was privately willing to call it a draw.
So that's what was in the flight suit?
Wyan asked, walking over to where Barriss was watching as the two techs spread out the scarecrow's stuffing.
Yes,
Barriss said. The breeze momentarily shifted direction, and Eli caught a whiff of an odd aroma he'd smelled earlier. Probably from some of the berries the techs had crushed for analysis.
So far it seems to be just local flora. Maybe the whole thing was some kind of religious ritual.
Now, warning, there came the flash and thunder crack.